What It's About, with thanks to Allen Ginsberg, composed on the eve of the bombing of Baghdad, March 18, 2003. Spring is about standing in the dark under the darker eucalyptus and feeling the future like an ache in the throat, in the lungs, like drowning. Like waiting in silence for the bombs to fall. Bombs are about who's lying and who's counting, and counting is about numbers we agree to. Agreeing is about investing your money in the same things. Money is about money, and also about what you don't have. Not having is about pain. And pain is about being broken each year, being broken by promises, by grace, by the bursting seed pods of deceit, and telling ourselves we will heal, or if we cannot, telling ourselves it's our place to be stupid and broken. Our place is about three cars in the driveway, and streetlights, and sidewalks. And sidewalks are about what's worth protecting. Protection is about terror and destruction and inevitable suffering. And suffering is always about birth, about stains and mystery. And mysteries are always about the silence, the awful, chilling silence that fills the right now before whatever is about to happen, happens. Dora Maar, 1942. He can wholly possess it only as long as she fits into the picture that his imagination is always arranging. I hold my hand in my hand below the frame. Things are in place, so, just so. Here's the dress I have always worn. Here is my hair, my mouth, my jaw, my arms like two schoolgirls, awkward and fixed against my side, as if they ought not to be there at all, having no business being there at all. This part of the painting will be black, he says, bending my elbow to fit a little more into the lower edge. It will be dark, even monstrous, and you will not like it there. On your forehead, a furrow above the eyebrow. Because when you look, there is an absence you want to fill, and it makes you very proud, very vulnerable, nothing dangerous. The death of your father sits behind you on the wall that is gray. It moves up from the floor in the lines of your dress over your breasts. But see, I will paint here a white collar for you. White with a lace edge. Because if I were to take it away now, not even a red hat would keep you from breaking into angles, your teeth clenched in your hand, your eyes the eyes of birds of prey.